go to the callers now, and we've got Rick from California. Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, can you hear me, Alex?
I can, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah, so, because some great topics tonight. I wanted to, there's three things I wanted to bring up to kind of ask you, unrelated. The first one is, last week you were talking about having an experience, like a paranormal type experience, and I wanted to ask, is it necessary that one must go through this kind of experience in order to have woken up, or is it okay just to be, or can one just be satisfied to just to be ticked off?
You should never look for someone's or some formula to wake up. Some people just suddenly it's like coming out of a coma.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits them suddenly. Other ones, it's been growing quietly along the way, and then suddenly emerges until they can't ignore it anymore. They have to start speaking out.
I see.
There's different ways to wake up. And to be honest with you, most people will never wake up. That's what the elite have always known.
Yeah.
Because most people are technically hypnotic. They sort of go in and out of hypnosis all day long. They can't tell fact from fiction anymore. Their brain is so sluggish because of all the modified foods that they're eating and so on. Their sugar levels are all crazy today. Almost every other person is becoming diabetic because of the stuff we're being fed. You have to understand that not everyone is going to wake up, but it doesn't take everyone to change the course of this incoming comet. It doesn't take many people really to say the right things at the right time and to start demanding to change the direction. And the key is not to fall into the arguments which are laid out for you to fall into.
I see.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a paranormal experience then?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Technically, too, some people can have some experience which gives them an empathy for others.
Mm-hmm.
Some will go through that. And it forces them to look at themselves, because when you look at all the evil in the world, and if it's caused by humans, maybe higher up than we are, we all have that capability somewhere, at some degree, some level, maybe not to the same extent as these psychopaths do, but we all have it in us. And once you reflect on yourself, you start to understand things more, but you also start to have empathy for the effects of all this evil upon the people around you.
I see.
Yeah. The whole thing was that there but for grace go you or I, and it's very true. We could all be at the bottom of the heap, blown up like balloons on the junk that we eat, and totally out of the picture.
You know? Yeah, I've experienced that. I felt that what you're talking about.
Yeah.